It's early morning in Port-au-Prince, and worshipers dressed in their Sunday best are on their way to church. As a wave of violent crime grips the city, many are praying for divine intervention against criminal gangs who are fighting for control over Haiti's capital. Religious leaders tell us even places of worship have become a target for kidnappers.
We know we're a church that has been exposed because we are right there on the streets. A week ago, they tried to kidnap a member of our church. By the grace of God, she ran. So we all have been affected by what is going on in the country.
So far this year, at least 40 church members have been kidnapped in Haiti. This includes 17 missionaries associated with a U.S.-based Christian charity who were abducted last weekend by a group called 400 Mawozo, one of the city's most dangerous gangs. Prayer services across town now count on added security measures like barbed wire fences and even metal detectors to screen for danger.
This street in downtown Port-au-Prince leads to a church, and on Sunday mornings, security guards block off the exits using motor vehicles, and they keep a close watch on everyone who crosses the ropes. The efforts are to prevent kidnappers from driving up to the doors of the church and abducting the pastor.
In just the first 8 months of the year, close to 800 people were kidnapped in the country, and the UN is pointing to another alarming trend, a dramatic increase in the number of women and children being targeted.
Kidnappings can take place at any given time of the day or the night and anywhere. It sometimes takes place at home, in the street, at school, or even in churches. So there is no safe space for children anymore. And we really see that the criminal gangs are using children increasingly as bargaining chips. It's an increasingly lucrative business in the hands of the criminal gangs.
This man, who has asked us to hide his identity, is a kidnapping survivor. He tells Al Jazeera that he still lives with the trauma of the experience and worries that it could happen again as insecurity continues to grow.
I'm scared right now for my son, because they come into the yard and pick up the person inside your yard. Now, right now, I don't have to take the car out for them to get kidnapping. I don't have to take my car out to go and get kidnapping. They could come in here and pick me up.
More than 100 abductions have been recorded in the country in October alone. Haiti currently has the highest kidnapping rate in the world per capita. Many here say violence has grown beyond the ability for authorities to control. And that the last place they have left to find solace is in the mercy of God. Manuel Rapallo, Al Jazeera, Port-au-Prince.